It is a private art collection that could rival a museum, a who's who of artists, from Sandro Botticelli to Vincent van Gogh and Georgia O'Keeffe. But it's not just the artists' names that are driving this sale. It's a chance to own one of more than 150 works of art from the late Microsoft co-founder Paul G. Allen.
Like everything that painting can and could be is in here in this room. So.
Max Carter handles 20th and 21st century art for Christie's Auction House.
Most collections we tend to see at the very highest level even tend to be focused on one artist or one period or one style or one medium. This is 500 years of the greatest works of art.
Take La Montagne Sans Victoire by Paul Cézanne.
There's, of course, a direct through line from what Cézanne's doing here and 20 years later what Picasso and Braque were doing with Cubism. Cézanne is widely regarded as the father of modern art, and this is very much why.
This one piece expected to fetch $120 million. Allen, before he died in 2018, agreed to donate his wealth to philanthropy.
Just terrifically inspiring that one individual could collect these works in his own collection, and it's beautiful to be able to see them here.
The works include landscapes, like Birch Forest by Gustav Klimt, and portraits, like this one by Lucian Freud. And they've spent the last month on display in cities around the world. From Shanghai to London to Los Angeles to here in New York, art lovers have been lining up to get a glimpse of the Paul G. Allen collection ahead of its sale here at Christie's on November 9th and 10th, where it's expected to bring more than $1 billion for charity. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.